Hello, this is Denise Yon, and welcome to the Brand is Business Bites podcast. The Brand is Business Bites podcast gives you a taste of insights and information about brands, businesses, and the people who work on them. It's available on iTunes. For more stuff for your brain to chew on, please visit my website at deniseleeyon.com. Today's podcast includes fresh thinking from Brand Manage Camp. Earlier this week, I attended one of the best conferences I've ever been to, Brand Manage Camp. Billed as the elite conference on branding and featuring some heavy-hitting speakers like guru Guy Kawasaki and marketing professor slash legend Phil Kotler, I had quite high expectations going into it, and they were definitely met. Len Hurstein and his team did a fantastic job of assembling the perfect mix of speakers and topics to educate, inspire, and in some cases, provoke the assembly of high-caliber attendees. I had wanted to attend this conference because, unlike many others out there these days, it didn't focus exclusively on social media or new technologies. While these topics are important, I believe they are best understood and developed in the broader context of brand and business strategy. By including talks like The Brand Bubble, The Looming Crisis in Brand Value and How to Avoid It, and An Innovative Kick in the Pants, Unlocking Innovation for You and Your Brands, as well as Groundswell, Winning in a World Transformed by Social Technologies, the conference presented a balanced and broad view of today's brand challenges and opportunities. Some common themes emerged from across the day and a half of presentations: innovation, substance, and results. Today I'll pass along some of the notes I took on the first one, innovation. The recession has caused practically all businesses to cut back R&D and to avoid taking risks with new product introductions. But many leaders are now returning their attention back to growth, and there's a clear innovation mandate for those who want to lead the recovery. Many of the speakers talked about the need to ignite innovation, and they provided recommendations for how to do so. Guy Kawasaki applied his entrepreneur and VC experience to suggest 10 rules for intrapreneurship. A couple of highlights: lower barriers to adoption, follow the general principle, don't ask people to do something you wouldn't, and flatten the learning curve. One way to do this, embrace your evangelists. Your early adopter customers are the best folks to let others know about you and to get them to try your new product. Also, Guy suggested seed the clouds, or in other words, make it rain. Push to stimulate sales quickly. Instead of trying to win over skeptics or Luddites, ask people who are already buying why they are and what would get them to buy more. And enable people to test drive your product easily. Phil Kotler offered up a budget allocation recommendation to support innovation. Use 80% of your budget to manage the present, meaning cut the fat, optimize opportunities, and right-size your organization and activities. 15% should go to selectively forgetting the past. Cut your losses on things that aren't working and move them into new opportunities. And then 5%, create the future. Develop a new strategic intent. Simon Bray, head of capability for What If, which is called the world's largest independent innovation company, took the audience through an interactive workshop on innovation. Some great points included the definition of creativity, which is the habit of continually doing things in new ways to make a positive difference to our working lives. The emphasis is on the word habit, because creativity should be something that everybody in business does all the time. And just like anything new, it might feel strange at first, but with practice it becomes easier. Also, Simon talked about innovation equals insight plus ideas plus impact, and impact meaning which ideas have the most potential. He said creativity is needed in all three, and insight means that the first thing you need to do is immerse yourself in the issue and use that understanding to identify new directions. He also reminded us that kids live in a world of possibility, but slowly we lose that perspective. We must get back to expansionist thinking. Six behaviors to unlock creativity include, number one, greenhousing. That is, taking new ideas and deliberately exploring them without judging them. Apply sun behavior, S for suspend judgment, U for understand, and N for nurture. Number two, signaling. Make it clear when to greenhouse and when to judge. Number 3, freshness. Deliberately expose yourself to new ideas and perspectives. The 4th behavior to unlock creativity is realness. Do rapid prototyping. Bring the ideas to life in ways other than words, since words can be so limiting. Number 5, momentum. Do things fast and create a crisis if necessary. And 6, bravery. Take risks and reward acts of bravery in others. The best quote of the day on innovation came from Jeremy Gucci, founder of TrendHunter.com, the, quote, world's largest network for trend spotting and innovation. He said, "There's no point in innovating if you think you already know the answer." In my next post, I'll cover the key points about the other two themes, substance, meaning, mission, authenticity, reality, and results, ROI, accountability, behavior. Also, I'll share actual sound bites from the speakers in upcoming podcasts, so stay tuned. That's it for today. Thanks for listening to the Brand as Business Bites podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes so your brain will always be filled with good stuff to chew on. For more information or to contact me directly, please visit my website at deniseleeyan.com. Take care and thanks again.